Pope Benedict is currently resting in Australia following his arrival in the country yesterday after a 20-hour plane journey. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict spent his Monday in Australia at the Kenthurst Study Center. The conference center offers educational, cultural, and spiritual activities in its normal life. Set in 25 acres of native bushland on the outskirts of Sydney, the study center is 8 kilometers from the town center of Kenthurst in the northwest of Sydney and about 60 minutes by car from Sydney's central business district. During a press briefing, the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell, spoke to reporters about the Pope.
He's now resting at a retreat center in northwest Sydney and is doing very well. The lodgings in Kenthurst are simple but comfortable. He does have access to a tennis court, but we don't anticipate that he will be using that. He has a few days to recover from the longest flight that he has undertaken, and I'm sure that he will be in fine form for his official welcome on Thursday.
On Monday morning, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass with his secretaries, personnel from the center, and the priests of the personal prelature of Opus Dei, which is in charge of Kenthurst. On a Monday afternoon, Cardinal Pell and the coordinator for World Youth Day, Bishop Anthony Fisher, arrived at the center for lunch. And afterward, the two Australian bishops updated the Holy Father on the preparations for World Youth Day. During the evening, Pope Benedict attended a concert at the center performed by the Sydney Symphony Fellows. On the program was Schubert, Mozart, and Schumann. The Holy Father's first public appearance will be the ceremony of welcome on Thursday morning at the Government House of Sydney. I'm Charles Collins.